Several years ago, there was a Travelers insurance commercial that made me wish all insurance companies were actually like they claimed to be. The images in the commercial were nice and sweet. They were perfectly harmonious, almost biblical. There was a lion that came down to the river and was drinking next to a zebra, neither one of them paying any attention to the other. Birds were lounging with a cheetah. All of the predators and the prey were playing together, enjoying each other's company, never worrying about the potential for danger. It seems so peaceful and worry-free, as if having Travelers insurance would make all of that possible. Then I came to my senses and realized that life is not like that. That's not how it works. Insurance companies don't have the magic ability to prevent a disaster or the pain that comes with it. Instead, they are only there after the damage has already been done, but only also after you've already paid your premium and then a deductible. Insurance companies don't prevent pain. They only help us recover some of what we lost. Which may be why I'm reminded of that commercial this morning, as we're seemingly on the edge of a disaster, and as I read today's gospel text. It almost seems as if Jesus is trying to sell us some sort of insurance. Maybe he even works for Travelers. I don't know. Don't worry, he says. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Do not worry if the food that you have in your house is enough to feed your family before the virus clears out of this area. Or what might happen if you do get sick? Do not worry if you're about how to make it through the week, chasing after your kids who are now out of school for the next month, trying to sneak a quiet moment alone, or maybe how you're going to fill the time if you are alone. And while I firmly believe that one of the reasons God became human in Jesus is so that God would know what it is to be human, I sometimes have to wonder if Jesus had the full experience. Isn't worry a part of life? Doesn't Jesus know that telling somebody not to worry in the face of life's pressures isn't likely to calm them, but instead only serves to make us frustrated? Don't worry, right? Especially right now. It seems both cheap and unrealistic for Jesus to expect us to believe not worrying will prevent what appears to be right at our doorstep. Surely Jesus knows that the lilies of the field will be smashed under the weight of the world, the weight of the wind and the rain of the next thunderstorm. He even freely admits that the grass grows in the field one day and then is thrown into the oven in the next. This doesn't sound like the worry-free life that Travelers Insurance commercial promises, or that we maybe think that Jesus and God are promising to. But maybe Jesus understands that worry isn't really about the potential threats that we face. Maybe it's about something more or less, I suppose. Worry always seems to appear in our most vulnerable moments, when answers are far off and everything appears to be uncertain. Worry is often coupled, though, with our weakest relationships and our lack of trust. We know that everything will eventually break down, be destroyed or stolen away, leaving us empty-handed, even our very lives. We remembered that on Ash Wednesday when we said, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." We see it every day in the thunderstorms and the wind that ravages our homes and our buildings. We see it in hospitals and doctors' offices as we stare death in the face, knowing that it will one day come to claim us too. And we see it now, understanding that this unseen virus has the ability to change our lives forever. Everything is temporary. Even those happy moments like the commercial would have us believe are possibly permanent. everything is temporary except for God. The one who has permanence over all of this and walks into the pain and suffering with us. The one who provides even in the midst of the temporary. The one who gives us everything that we have, the food that we eat, the clothes that we wear, the homes and shelters that we live in, that we're able to be distant from one another in. The one who works through us to provide for those who do not have those things in their lives. Making sure that we care for all around us, especially when the only way to make it through this is together. The one who gives us courage to face what might come, knowing that it does not have the final say. The one who puts us in relationship together to love and care for each other, to be connected even if we are physically distant. The one who enters the pain of death, to know what it is to be temporary, and then to claim it for God, so that we don't have to worry because we know that God meets us there. In our pain and in our suffering, never acting like an insurance company attempting to repair the damage, but instead finding a new way through it, bringing life out of death. Reminding us that God has the final say. Not COVID-19, not death, nor life, nor things present, nor things to come. That is what Jesus wants us to know today, tomorrow, and the next day.